U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan says his top priorities for changes to federal tax law are making sure they're good for Alaska and that they promote economic growth. But he also says he'll consider the size of the national debt. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what Sullivan told business leaders yesterday in Juneau.
Sullivan met 8 Juneau business leaders as part of a swing through Southeast Alaska this week. He sought their input as he prepares for the Senate debate this fall over changes to federal tax laws. Sullivan says he's optimistic about how President Donald Trump's administration's policies and appointments will affect the economy. Along with the tax changes, Sullivan is hopeful about infrastructure, permitting, and energy policies. But he says Trump doesn't always help himself. Sullivan responded to a reporter's question that referenced Trump's latest quarrel with Senator Bob Corker, a Tennessee Republican.
The president's insults or tweets that are not helpful, and, you know, I've tried to encourage the White House to stay focused, disciplined, and credible. If we're going to get tax reform done, if we're going to grow the economy, you know, going after Bob Corker, who's a good senator, it's just not helpful.
Congress and the administration are considering a framework for tax changes that include lower corporate taxes and fewer deductions.
Unlike health care, where a lot of the issues are very partisan, a lot of the policies that have been introduced in this framework are bipartisan or should be bipartisan.
Sullivan says he'll consider the effect of tax changes on the national debt.
We're going back now up to deficits of $1 trillion a year. So in the last 10 years, we've doubled our national debt. So I worry about it a lot.
But Sullivan says the changes effect on growth will be most important. He pointed to the 1960s and 1980s as decades when tax cuts occurred before fast growth in the economy.
One of the most important things when you look at the debt and the deficit, you know, from my perspective, there's a lot that you can do to address it. But the most important way to address it, by far, is to be able to grow out of it.
Sullivan would like to see tax reform reduce the number of deductions and other loopholes, but he says it will be a challenge.
You know, everybody's saying, oh, the health care was really hard, tax reform is going to be real easy. And I don't believe that, right? I think it's not going to be easy.
The business leaders who met with Sullivan came from different backgrounds. Rick Shattuck is an owner of Shattuck and Grumman Insurance. He expressed concern over whether the tax changes would affect all businesses equally. The framework includes a top individual tax rate of 35%, a rate for some businesses owned by individuals and partnerships of 25%, and a corporate rate of 20%.
Well, I think anytime the rates are going down, that's good, but I question why the tax code should pick winners and losers.
Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation CEO Angela Rodell says she'll be watching how other countries react to changes the U.S. makes. For example, if Congress closes loopholes that benefit foreign investors, other countries could react by closing their loopholes that benefit the permanent fund. Sullivan will also visit Sitka and Ketchikan this week. In addition, he met with Alaska Airline executives in Seattle during the trip. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.